This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, March 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. GOP leader, Republicans need farm bill. Trade to get Hill focus, and senators target foreign land buys. Thune sees continued GOP push on SNAP. A top Senate Republican is expressing confidence this Congress will ultimately pass a farm bill, citing its importance to GOP lawmakers who are up for re-election in 2024. GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota told reporters, "I do think there are enough rural state Republicans for whom the farm bill matters, and that's certainly true in the Senate." On timing, Thune said the debt ceiling fight likely must be resolved, likely mid-summer, before the farm bill can move. Thune expects Republicans to try to redirect some of the funding in the Inflation Reduction Act toward increasing commodity program reference prices and addressing other concerns. The IRA includes $18.5 billion in conservation funding, which Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has said is off limits, as well as $5 billion in funding for forestry and $14 billion for rural energy and biofuels. SNAP cuts. Thune also says there is a lot of GOP interest in cutting spending on SNAP through tightening work requirements or other means. His South Dakota colleague, Dusty Johnson, is spearheading a proposal to expand work requirements to adults as old as 65. The current limit is 49, as well as parents with children above the age of 6. Thune called the proposal, quote, reasonable and practical, and said SNAP work requirements would be part of the debt limit negotiations between congressional Republicans and the White House. Thune conceded that the proposal would face stiff opposition in the Democrat-controlled Senate. USTR faces grilling on Biden trade agenda. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai testifies before the Senate Finance Committee today before she heads for a second performance Friday before the House Ways and Means Committee. She is likely to face questions on a broad array of issues, but agriculture is certain to get a spotlight. The last time Tai was subject to back-to-back hearings from the committees was March of 22. Lawmakers spent much of the 2 days grilling her on the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework and demanding that the administration seek trade deals that include tariff-cutting market access provisions. Dalton Henry, Vice President of Policy for the U.S. Wheat Associates, tells AgriPulse that ag interests hope Tai will say the administration has made substantial progress on IPEF and other issues. Henry said, quote, "I also think folks are anxious for better answers on how we secure new market access, especially now that USTR Chief Ag Negotiator Doug McCaleb is in place. It feels like the agriculture team should really be running on all cylinders." Now take note, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative earlier this month took to the first procedural step that could lead to a dispute resolution panel over Mexico's ban of genetically modified white corn, and lawmakers are likely to ask for a progress report. Colin Waters, Director of Exports and Logistics for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and the Illinois Corn Growers Association, wants Tai to provide more clarity on the process and lay out her expectations. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Hill staffers hear from former FDA officials. Former FDA officials and industry leaders were on Capitol Hill yesterday to brief congressional staff on the details of FDA's proposed restructuring of its human foods program, including the duties of a newly created deputy commissioner role. The speakers included Stephen Ostroff, former FDA Deputy Commissioner of Food Policy, Brian Ronholm, Director of Food Policy for Consumer Reports, and former FDA official Roberta Wagner, Vice President of Regulatory and Technical Affairs for the Consumer Brands Association. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf recently said in a letter to Wagner that groups including consumer brands are attempting to deter qualified candidates from seeking to fill the vacant deputy commissioner for foods role. Wagner responded by laying out alternative to Califf's plan that the coalition of groups believes would better encompass the recommendations in the Reagan-Udall Foundation report. Looking ahead, Califf will testify before the Senate and House Appropriations Committees in the upcoming weeks. Former FDA official Frank Yiannis will testify before the House Oversight Committee next Tuesday on the infant formula crisis. Senators look to block some foreign land acquisitions. A bipartisan group of senators is proposing to bar sales of U.S. ag land to any individuals or entities tied to the governments of China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia. The surge of foreign-owned agriculture land in the U.S. demonstrates the need to keep our top foreign adversaries out of our agricultural supply chains, said Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. He's co-sponsoring the bill with fellow Senate Ag Committee member Mike Braun of Indiana, as well as Senators John Tester of Montana and Marco Rubio of Florida. By the way, in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit, Senate Ag Committee top Republican John Bozeman said there needs to be a hearing on the land issue to figure out how much of a problem it is. He said he's concerned more broadly about land acquisitions by hedge funds. Finally, here's today's He Said It. We have the ability to educate our people. We have the ability to educate folks who want to come back and work in those communities where it may be tough to get an inspector. That Trenton Kissy, the Agriculture and Natural Resources Director for the Muskegee Creek Nation, talking to Senate Indian Affairs Committee about how tribal colleagues and universities could fill a need for additional meat inspectors. The committee plans to provide recommendations for the next farm bill to the Senate Ag Committee. Indian Affairs Chairman Brian Schatz, the Hawaii Democrat, said the panel needed concrete proposals by March 31st. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.